It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live with you in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. The NFL Draft is set for tomorrow night. That's how we begin this hour, specifically talking about the third overall pick in the draft and the New England Patriots. Joining us here on the program, Karen Garigian does a great job covering this team for Mass Live, and she is on the Progressive Guest Line. Karen, good morning. Thanks for the time today. How are you?
Hey, great. T-minus 24 hours or a little more to go.
Give or take. Yeah, we'll call it 36 as of right now. I think we might be in good shape there. So I think, you know, most people just assume that if the Patriots don't stay at number three, that they're easily going to trade out, move down, gather some other picks. But as you wrote, a really good detailed story at Mass Live kind of explaining why it hasn't been maybe that easy so far. Can you explain why?
Well, you know, as of early in the week, they haven't received the type of offers that might get them to move off of number three. And it's going to take a lot. As everyone knows, they're in need of a quarterback. And, you know, one of the top guns will fall to them at number three. So if they're going to pass on one of the top guns, you know, they're looking for a king's ransom, basically, to do that. So if whether it's Minnesota or the Raiders or Denver or whoever might be thinking of coming up into the number three spot, the Patriots aren't going to let go of that pick lightly.
Do you think there's enough time once Washington selects Daniels at number two, that then all these, because that's probably when the offers would go crazy, because so many people like McCarthy and also May. But do you think that'd be enough time? Picks in, it's going to be Daniels. Now it's the Patriots on the clock, and then here come all the offers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that some teams have already laid parameters, right? Who, you know, Minnesota's been in touch, probably. The Raiders have been in touch, probably. So I'm sure there's parameters, and, you know, the Patriots have kind of let it out that, you know, whatever these teams have put on the table so far isn't worthy of them thinking about it. So, you know, if the parameters are there and they pick up the phone and sweeten it, I'm sure the Patriots have basically said, this is what it will take, you know, and if, you know, the call comes either right before they're on the clock or when they're on the clock and Minnesota says, okay, yeah, we will give you, you know, swap picks. We'll give you another first round, another second round. Oh, and we'll throw in left tackle Christian Darrisaw. And maybe that's, you know, since the Patriots perhaps have you know, conversed with Minnesota and said that's mm-hmm. what it will take. Minnesota knows what it's going to take. So either they say, okay, you got it, or they say, how about less? And the Patriots hang up the phone.
They're very good, Karen. How about the chances that they don't go quarterback, keep the pick? You know, Kraft made the comments about, I want to get a young quarterback, but maybe that could be later in the draft or something. Is that possible that they go wide receiver or they take someone other than a quarterback at three?
I would be hugely surprised if they took something aside from a quarterback at number three. Unless, you know, maybe they don't like Jaden Daniels and or Drake May of, you know, in the, you know, I think the Drake May is a leading contender now to be there at number three, or even JJ McCarthy. Maybe they think drafting JJ McCarthy at three is too high, or either one of them. But I firmly believe if they're picking at three, you're going to hear them name a quarterback.
Okay. So then, do you know of the pecking order then for the team, assuming for a second here that obviously Williams has gone at one, Daniels has gone at two? What have the conversations been like discussing Drake May and JJ McCarthy?
Yeah, well, going back to the combine, all I was hearing, my intel was, you know, whether it was Jaden Daniels or Drake May falling to them at three, they would take either one. They liked both quarterbacks. It's only kind of late that JJ McCarthy has kind of come into the mix. And, but as I said, I'm not sure they would deem him worthy of going as high as number three. So
okay. How many possible trade partners do you think there are? If in fact, you know, they're talking to these teams, something realistic might pop up, or come across the phone in a conversation. Certainly the Vikings, because 11-23, it's a good starting point. All this talk, obviously, about the Broncos and Raiders as well. Is that
Giants? Are those... I'd throw the Giants in there.
You would throw the Giants in there at six as a team that might move up for them.
Yeah, unless, well, again, it depends on what these teams' cup of tea is. You know, if put it this way, if Drake May is the apple of their eye, any of these teams, they're going to have to go up to number three. There's no, you know, if JJ McCarthy is, you know, and perhaps the JJ McCarthy buzz from the Patriots end is to see if they can get like the Giants or somebody to move. So, you know, a lot of these teams playing possum here because, you know, the number four team, you know, someone might have to go up as high as there. Arizona to get JJ McCarthy. So, if people believe the hype around JJ McCarthy and the Patriots, they might have to go as high as three. So there, you know, there it is. And I'm guessing at least, you know, four for sure are going to go in the first round quarterbacks. You might get even five, and I would put Michael Penix in that category too.
Yeah,
mid to late first round.
How high are the Patriots on Penix? Because we're hearing a lot of late steam on his stock is really up at this point. Now that we have again about 36 hours before the draft, is that something that would be considered if they could trade down and then maybe trade back up to get him?
Yeah, I think the Patriots just kind of. Scott, they sent everyone and the cleaning lady to the pro days of Drake May and Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy, and they had maybe one or two guys at Michael Penix's pro day. But again, Penix and Drake May were, I believe, on the same day. So that showed you, I don't want to say where their priority was, but – again, when you're picking three, you know, you send everybody to the person who's going to be there at three. Penix isn't going to be, you know, Penix is a later first round, second round selection. I think they brought him in late. He wasn't on their 30 list. Or they asked him to come in late because they wanted to, hey, you know what? If some team is going to give us a ransom, we have to be ready for the next guy or who we want and where we're going to have to take him. So the Patriots, if they trade out, might have to trade back up, depending on, again, if it's Minnesota's pick there or they don't get another first-round pick, depending on who they make the deal with. Yeah. Minnesota would be the most logical, I would say. Sure.
I'm wondering here, if Minnesota is the team 11-23, in theory then they could go different position at number 11, because I think Penix, there's a chance he's going to be there at 23, and then they could take him there.
Right. They could take, again, the Patriots have multiple huge needs. Quarterback, number one. Left tackle, number two. Dynamic wide receiver, number three. So I would guess they would go, tackle there. And then, if a tackle doesn't come in the deal, let's say, if they get Chris, say if it's Minnesota and the Vikings throw in Christian Darrisaw, okay, so now you have your tackle. Then they go receiver at 11.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not sure Roma Dunze will still be there or any of the LSU kids, but, but that opens a possibility there for them.
That certainly would. You can follow Karen on X. She is at K Guregian, GUREGIAN, and also read her at Mass Live. Great story this week explaining why so far the offers haven't really been there for the Patriots. Karen, thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate that.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
That would be a trade offer, too, I think, and she was on the Progressive guest line here. If they would offer Darrisaw, the 11, the 23, and maybe something else, Patriots really have to consider that deal.
I would trade down or go Harrison. What good is it to get the quarterback if you have so many needs and it just, right? Or you could also acquire Ayuk. I guess you could pull that off too.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think there's enough time? I mean, isn't Washington keeping this a secret, even though it's going to be Daniels, who's now $5. But Washington keeping this a secret so long, so it's like, okay, well, the pick's in, Daniels goes too. And then, I mean, you can't really play games and say, Giants, what do you think? Here's the offer. Here's what the Vikings are offering while you're on the clock, right? I mean, it's tough.
We'll take you inside Mitch and Pauly's Pizzeria. Up next, your best bets on the NFL draft, plus another GM with a high draft position explained his conversations with other teams regarding a trade. You might sense a theme.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you like the service at Mitch and Pauly's?
I don't tip.
You don't tip?
No, I don't believe in it.
Leave us a tip on your way out.
You don't tip.
You don't tip. What do you mean you don't tip?
You don't believe in it.
The guys crack open the jar and see what the listeners have left behind.
So what, no eating now?
It's time for the tip jar at Mitch and Pauly's Pizzeria.
All right, before we get into this, and by the way, thanks for the feedback. fteam at vsin.com is the email, on X at VSIN Live, Mitch Moss Radio, Paulie Howard. I wanted to point this out as well, because we just talked about the Patriots and how the trade considerations have not exactly been appealing to them yet. Same thing with the Chargers. Their GM, Joe Hortitz, pointed that out in an interview lately, basically saying we kind of have to be blown away, and so far not even close to the case.
Yeah.
They're picking at number 5 overall.
Disappointing, I know. It'd be great, but... The other thing, too, about the secrets, I'm sure, you know, Goodell has said stuff, too, because, you know, doing this for a long time. Remember the 1 year Schefter announced, like, the first three picks?
Yep.
And then the Reggie Bush stuff?
Mm-hmm.
We knew, like, the day before the draft that Mario Williams was going number one. Imagine if that happened today. Goodell would go nuts.
They put a mandate out to reporters saying you cannot break news on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because Twitter used to be 25 minutes ahead of the picks.
I wonder how many people, and here's Brandy Locks on X, Scheffler to win the Masters, UConn to win the title. I mean, how many people had that?
I hope a lot.
I go, because that's one who sent that in, and how many people have been doing this now? And, this, you know, Scott Trabuco just hit that $200,000 ticket. It's the year of the chalk, right?
Yep.
As we talked about, we'll see how many people got creative and cashed some stuff here.
All right. So from the viewers and listeners of this show, Pizza Place, Willie B, the exacta top four in the draft. Williams, Daniels, I'm on board.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison, third.
On board.
Okay.
Think there's a chance.
Then JJ, number 4, 100-1.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
Yeah. Not bad. It's worth, good pizza money bet. Worth a shot. Guy I respect thinks Harrison, there's a chance he could go 3.
Think about the scenario for a second. The Cardinals, according to almost everybody, right? The pick's going to be a wide receiver. Most people, not all, but most people have Harrison as a complete stud, one of the better prospects to come out in a while, ahead of Neighbors and Odunze. If Harrison's off the board, I think they're going to be willing, even more willing at that point, to say, okay,
hey,
want a quarterback? McCarthy's available. Come get him.
Yep, we've seen it all. Expect the unexpected.
From Frank M., J.C. Latham, pick number 5, 28-1. Offensive lineman. There's been a little bit of steam on him lately. Maybe going ahead of Joe Alt as the first offensive lineman. How about this trifecta on a parlay? Ryan M.
Okay.
Bets to win the NL MVP.
Soto's been great.
Soto's been awesome. And Logan Webb, NL Cy Young, who was brilliant yet again last night. He got it at 134-1. I mean, you're getting the two favorites right now in the National League.
Yep.
The National League Cy Young, we appear to have just a plethora of candidates this year. But Webb has... people love this guy. Rightfully so. They should. 134-1 is a very attractive number. I might tell him on that, see what I can find today.
Okay.
Put some pizza money on that. Okay. How about this for an exacta?
This is also in play. I like this from Brett. Williams, Daniels, Alt, 180-1. The Patriots are a mystery at three.
Agreed.
I was also told, take this as well, that this also, they could go Harrison, they could go Alt. That's nuts. You're feeling good with one and two. And I wouldn't...
Mix it up a little bit with the third pick.
Yeah, I wouldn't fall off my chair if Alt goes third.
And the reaction again, Paulie, if it's... We've talked to several people about this.
Could be Bosa part two.
Exactly right.
Nobody had it. They kept it a secret for a year.
And we've specifically asked that question now to several guests. If the Patriots keep the pick non-quarterback, they would be stunned. No way it happens. Biggest upset of the night. I'm not even going to be shocked at all. They appear to be a big mystery team to me.
Yep.
And that could be the whole time we had Joel Alt ranked number one offensive lineman by a mile. We need that position.
Mm-hmm. Richardson last year, too, to the Colts. David in Colorado bet this in October. Thunder to win the title, 115-1.
Wow.
Good for you. Now, this goes back to hedging and locking in a profit. Let's say, you know, whatever he put on this. Like if there's Derek Stevens hedges, okay? If there's $5,000 on laying on the ground, would you pick it up? Yes, you would. So if they get by the Pelicans, now you can maneuver. Good series price against whoever comes out of the LA series. And then you're not a huge dog if you play Denver. Who knows? You might play Minnesota. But you could absolutely, you're in position here as a one seed to lock in a profit and make some money here. Good job.
Wow.
I joined the party late on that. I have to win the title and win the conference, but not even close to that.
So I bet this back in June.
Okay.
I have 60-1 Western Conference. The best number I could find back then for the title in Las Vegas was 80-1.
Wow.
In October?
Wow. Man, Colorado, you never know.
Goes back
like Jeff Davis. Jeff Davis somehow, some way, found the Winnipeg Jets at 50-1 just to win the conference. So you never, someone's always asleep at the wheel.
That's Chargers, a great number.
Yep. Chargers to take a quarterback in the first round, 150-1. Will in Illinois. Makes sense with the Herbert stuff, but that's...
Well, that's, I saw that on another show today coming in, and here at Circa, they have up a zillion screens, and one of the networks, they were talking about, could the Chargers take McCarthy with their first pick? So would they... And to me, that would be, they're going to trade or offer Herbert to, like, the Patriots.
Oh, what a mistake.
Take him.
Be.
We'll move up number three and take J.J. McCarthy.
But, you know, Harbaugh's in love with him. It's been the Mutual Admiration Society here going back. And
he's
been pumping the kids' tires for weeks.
That to me, would be the biggest possible surprise of draft night. If they decide and elect to trade Justin Herbert and take a quarterback.
Yeah.
Glaring mistake.
Yeah.
Another division parlay. Whoa. What are we doing here? Ray. Send this in on X.
Brewers first place.
Okay.
Atlanta first place.
Yeah.
Cleveland, yep.
Baltimore?
Yep.
Yep.
Dodgers. Houston. Yeah, a little trouble with Houston, but slow start. But again, the division's wide open based on the records. 300-1.
Wow.
Let's get nuts, Ray. Okay.
You know what you could do? You could key in, because I like the first five. How about you key in the first five and then sprinkle on like two or three teams in the American League West?
Yeah. That's good.
Little pizza money?
Good for you. Yep. Good luck, Ray. And this one tonight, perfect timing. Mark H., Naz Reid, sixth man of the year, 72-1.
Yeah.
I think he wins it tonight. Rooting for you, Mark. But he also could have locked in a profit and grabbed Monk.
Monk.
But he also got help that Monk got hurt and missed the last couple weeks of the season. I think it's got to be Naz Reid tonight.
I have a little pizza money on him at 66-1.
Come on.
To win it.
Oh, wow.
Best number I could find. Bet it before the season started. I know several people were on that as well. I think the best number available at the time in Las Vegas was like 30-1. So made a drive for that one. This is from Weston, who also has Naz Reid tonight. But he points out Justin Verlander, American League Cy Young, 70-1, who's won it several times. He's back. Astros rotation needs it like blood. They've been a sieve, you know, lately to start the season. And the American League thing is completely wide open, in my opinion. National League is not so. You have some absolute studs in the National League at this point.
Yeah.
American League, because of the Cole injury and Cease getting traded, that's like wide open now. He bet him and gives it out at 70-1.
All right. Good mix of stuff. Draft, baseball, and all the leftover stuff from the NBA, too. Right church, wrong pew. I got the big one on Wembanyama. Doesn't look good. That's unfortunate.
He gained a couple of first place votes.
Yeah.
In the tallying of the old ballot.
Sick.
He he might win 11 straight defensive players of the year after this, and I won't be happy because it should be 12 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
He should win this year.
Well, there are, you know, listen, several people in the audience said there should be a ton of big tickets out there, futures, Minnesota, OKC.
Oh, yes.
Dallas, all this stuff. There should be huge tickets out. Philadelphia, another one. They're in trouble. But you could have got the Sixers at a big price. It's not hard to envision a scenario that they're in the conference finals, even though they're down 0-2. But, you know, the record with Embiid. So if he can fade Denver and something happens. Minnesota was a huge price. So was OKC.
If we
I got
get,
Dallas 30-1 not that long ago.
Yeah. If we get a second-round matchup, Denver-Minnesota, Denver with home court, I can't wait to see what that series price is going to be. Because I have a number in my head, and if Minnesota is that on the plus side, it's going to be an automatic grab for me. But we have to have it get here first.
What does our guy Chris Massaro have? Also, you know, friends with Tribuco, where they all year they've been betting Denver to win the West, no on Milwaukee in the East, maybe throw a little Celtics in there as well, and then capping it off with like a Baltimore most wins in April and some other stuff, and those pay a staggering amount.
Well, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But he's got,
is it just Baltimore he has?
He needs Baltimore to have the most wins at the end of April to cap off a couple of parlays that
okay.
It's pretty good money. Nice little chunk of change.
Yep.
We will talk to Sal Palantonio from ESPN up next. There's a great breakdown that they had regarding players at positions in the NFL in the draft who actually reach their second contract with the team that drafted them. It tells you the value of these. He'll explain that coming up next.
Get up to the website. You got Lombardi's article. He thinks six quarterbacks go in the first round tomorrow. Matt Heumann's mock, best bets, betting splits. Don't forget all the playoff action. Great articles, betting tools, betting guides. Check it out. Everything you need, VSiN.com.
It doesn't get any better than this. I could hit a three-team parlay tonight that pays 50-1. I'd rather talk to our next guest, Sal Palantonio. The great Sal Palantonio joins the program now from ESPN on the Progressive Guest Line to talk NFL Draft. How it's been a long time, my friend. How you been?
Yeah, I've been good. I had breakfast this morning, you know, to get ready for the draft because I'm headed up to the Giants to be embedded for 3 days. My wife made me an egg white omelet with a couple of pieces of toast. You know, you gotta eat healthy. You gotta eat healthy. And we were talking about our trip to Las Vegas, and I said, "Honey, we did a lot of things, me and you, for a couple 3 days, but the highlight of my trip to Las Vegas was being in the studio with Mitch and Paulie on Visa." Getting picked up by the black SUV limo at ODOT 30, getting delivered to the casino. It was fantastic.
It was a highlight of our week as well. It was a highlight of our football season, talking to you on a weekly basis. So you're going to be with the Giants. Now, this is juicy, picking at number 6 overall. Break this down for us here. A lot is in play. How interested are they in either taking a quarterback at 6 or even moving up a little bit higher than that to get the kid that they want?
Well, they are definitely in conversations with the Patriots and with the Cardinals to move up to get a quarterback. The Patriots want a king's ransom. And so far, they haven't been bowled over by anybody to move out of 3. But they are still definitely in play. You know, if I'm the Patriots, if I'm Elliott Wolf, if I'm Gerard Mayo, I just basically hold everybody's feet to the fire and say, I'm happy to sit there at 3 and take Drake May. Because I think, without a doubt, Williams goes 1. I think the Washington Commanders, you know, they've done a lot of dopey stuff in the last, with the last owner for a long, long time. But it would be really, really stupid with a capital STOOOOPID if they did not take Jaden Daniels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. So they got to take Jaden Daniels at 2. And then at 3, the whole world wants Drake May. No question about him. At number 3. I think the Giants are first in line because the Pats don't want to move that far down.
Mm.
Going to 6 is easy for them. If the Giants can flip-flop with the Patriots That would be the dream scenario for the New York Football Giants. You know, this is my 30th NFL draft, being the lead field reporter at ESPN during the draft, 30th. And I've been with the Giants when they picked Eli Manning and when they picked Daniel Jones. And they've been in pursuit of a quarterback for months. They had J.J. McCarthy in. They had Drake Daniel in. They kicked the tires of Russell Wilson. They went out. Their entire entourage went out to Washington to meet with Michael Penix Jr. Because it's not about who's the quarterback in 2024. It's who's the starting quarterback in 2025. They don't owe Daniel Jones any guaranteed money in 25. And by the way, it's the 100th anniversary of the New York Giants franchise. One of the Tiffany original franchises of the NFL celebrates its centennial in 2025. You need to make a big splash. Who's going to be the face of the franchise at quarterback in the 100th year of the New York Giants? It's not going to be Drew Locke.
Absolutely. The writing's on the wall. This is it for Danny Dimes. No doubt about it. What if the Giants then can't get a deal done with New England and they trade with Arizona? What happens to Harrison? How far could he fall then if that happens? And then could Minnesota maybe still get McCarthy at 11, or could they make a trade with Atlanta at 8? How do you see all that playing out?
All right, let's say if you want, I'll do you my mock draft that I just filled out this morning after I got up, based on all my conversations with the insiders.
Beautiful.
I got Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2. I think the Patriots are going to stick. They're going to stay. They don't want to overplay their hand. I think they're going to stay and take Drake May. That's going to be the mantra at Gillette Stadium. Let's stay and take Drake May. At 4, then, it becomes in play for the Arizona Cardinals. Why? Because they know the Giants are desperate for a quarterback. They know the Vikings are desperate for a quarterback. They know the Broncos are absolutely desperate for a quarterback. They know that the Raiders are absolutely desperate for a quarterback. So their pick is going to be open for business, but they don't want to drop so far down that they miss one of the top wide receivers. So I think they might be open for business to flip-flop with the Giants there, and then the Giants take J.J. McCarthy at number four.
Oh, boy.
I think that could happen. But don't discount the Vikings. The Vikings can't line up and play. They gave up on Kirk Cousins and said it's time to move on, the guy who's been the face of their franchise now for 3-4 years. They got Sam Darnold. No one believes in Sam Darnold as the answer. So to me, you got to watch the Vikings jumping to the head of the class at either 4 or 5 to get ahead of the Giants and take J.J. McCarthy.
So would you bet on the first 4 picks of the draft going all quarterback?
Yes.
You would? That's going to happen, in your opinion?
In my opinion, that's going to happen.
And then so the Chargers do what at number 5? Are they staying put? Are they taking offensive linemen?
Well, the Chargers, you know, so now it becomes, okay, the Chargers are not going to do business with the Broncos or the Raiders. Now the Chargers are stuck. You know, what do they do there, right? What do they do? If they're stuck at 5, the quarterbacks are gone, nobody wants to jump up, and the Chargers don't want to do business with the Broncos or the Raiders, then I think they take an offensive lineman. I think they take Joe Alt.
I agree with that.
So then the Giants do what at number 6? Yep. Is it going to be a Dunze? No, actually, would it be could Harrison fall into their lap?
No,
then?
I think then that at 6 the Cardinals would be there. Okay, the Giants are going to move to 4. The Giants. Likelihood of the Giants moving to 4, then the Cardinals would take Marvin Harrison Jr.
What if it's the Vikings, though, that go to 4, and the Giants are still at 6?
And that's let's talk about that. Let's talk about the Vikings go to 4. Cardinals are now all the way down at 11. Giants take Marvin Harrison Jr. at 6.
Okay.
Titans take Joe Alt at 7. Falcons, I think the Falcons are then open for business with either the Broncos or the Raiders. And the Bears are open for business with the Broncos or the Raiders. The Broncos and the Raiders are now thinking, okay, who's going to get a quarterback, Bo Nix or Michael Penix Jr., or do I wait and sit? Because right now they're at 12 and 13. So they're playing footsie with one another. And the Raiders could go up and say, hey, I don't know why the Broncos keep putting out the word to everybody that they've done all kinds of work on Bo Nix.
Mm-hmm.
What if the Raiders are interested in Bo Nix? Are the Broncos trying to get the Raiders to move up to take Bo Nix? I don't know. That's an interesting thing. There's a lot of really good, interesting behind-the-scenes stuff going on. The Jets at 10, I know everybody says Brock Bowers. I know Brock Bowers yep. would be great as a tight end. But the Jets have really two old offensive linemen. And they've had a real bad problems with offensive linemen over the years. And if anybody wants any kind of a refresher course on what happened to Aaron Rodgers, he was bum-rushed by Leonard Floyd, blew out his Achilles 4 snaps into the season. To me, you got to take an offensive lineman. Joe Douglas has always done that at 10. Fashanu of Penn State, to me, would be the right pick.
Wow, there's a lot there. A ton there. Great info. So and we have like a minute left. We'll bring you back for another segment, Sal. You're absolutely convinced, the way it sounds, that we're getting at least 5, maybe 6 quarterbacks in the first round.
I agree with Mike Lombardi.
Okay.
I totally agree with Mike Lombardi, my buddy from Ocean City, New Jersey. I totally agree. Listen, remember this important number. Last year, there were 66 different starting quarterbacks in the NFL. The year before, there were 68. That's 134 permutations at the most important position in the most important sport in America. Teams are desperate for quarterbacks.
Yeah. Well said. Hang tight. We'll bring you back, talk more draft. Are the Eagles going to trade up? If so, who do they have their eyes on? The great Sal Palantonio. We continue with him from ESPN talking NFL draft next here on VSiN.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't miss out on any of the playoff action with the NBA at DraftKings, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Same game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the app, use code VSIN, and new customers at DraftKings bet $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Code VSIN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Go get it.
We continue talking NFL draft with the great Sal Palantonio from ESPN as he's on the Progressive Guest Line. So you're going to be with the Giants this week, tomorrow at the draft, but the team in your backyard, the team that you're most familiar with, the Philadelphia Eagles, they have, you know, they've been active, very active on previous draft nights with Howie Roseman running the show here. Are they going to be active again, meaning a possible trade here in the first round? Like, who are they targeting? What position do they want to fill the most, do you think, Sal, with their first-round pick?
Other than Bill Belichick, who's graduated to the Pat McAfee show, Howie Roseman has made the most draft day trades in the last 20 years. The most. Howie Roseman's going to make some trades. It's tough to get up from 22 to where you want to go to take one of the top cornerbacks. 22 is a long way down for somebody to go. And the Eagles don't have that much draft capital to invest in a corner. Also, the Eagles are the only team since 2002 that have not drafted a corner or a safety in the first round. The only NFL team. The only NFL team. They never do it. They always invest in offensive or defensive lines in the first round. That's what the philosophy is. That's what built that Super Bowl championship Philly special in 2017. And I sent you the ESPN research of first round hit rate history for NFL draft. The top three, look at the top three that I sent you. You guys could see that. Center, the hit rate is 92% of getting a second contract. Offensive tackle, 59%. Guard, 50%. Those three positions, all on the offensive line, are the only three positions of the 22 that have a hit rate above 50% or greater. You look at cornerback, which is one of the most drafted positions in the NFL over the last 9 years. The hit rate of getting a second contract is only 38%. And the Eagles just have no history of doing it. But, and here's the big fat but, and you know there's always a but. The Eagles are totally all in. It's Super Bowl or bust. This offseason they added 17 new players. 17, guys! 17! That's more than any team that made the playoffs last year. And they went out and got the biggest free agent prize, and they paid him a lot of money in Saquon Barkley. And then Roseman gave out $164.8 million in guaranteed money to existing roster players, more than any team in the NFL. Don't tell me they're not all in. They're all in.
Sure they are. So does that mean then, if they're all in, the cornerback tomorrow night that they would target in the first round would help them win the most this upcoming year?
Yeah, so if you're going to go up, if you're going to do something that breaks with your philosophy, which is something that they've done already this offseason, you got to go big or go home, right? You got to go big or you got to go home. So the guy that you have to go after is the cornerback from Alabama, Terrion Arnold. They need somebody who's big and strong, who can play press coverage in Vic Fangio's defense, and who can, you know, flip those hips and run with wide receivers. CeeDee Lamb, whoever the Giants may wind up taking, blah, blah, blah. And be a willing tackler. You have to be a willing tackler in Vic Fangio's defense from the cornerback position. And they're old. Slay and Bradbury at corner. They need a corner. They are Super Bowl or bust. So that's why I think they're going to try very, very hard to take a corner in the first round.
Excellent.
Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, the Sports Betting Network, Vito's son, Sal Palantonio, our guest on the Progressive Guest Line. Rest assured, we'll have cannoli next time you're in studio. We won't let you down. Our team's going to wait. How many wide receivers go then in the first round? Are there so many good wide receivers that teams will sit back and wait and take some guys in the second round? Or could we see seven guys go in the first round?
Got to get quarterbacks. Got to get wide receivers. Why? Points scored in the NFL has been going down for the last 4 years to the point where last year points scored per game, this is important for the over-under, points scored per game was 43.5 last year per game. That was the lowest in the last 4 years. The lack of explosive plays, the lack of speed on offense, the turnover at the quarterback position, the turnover at the offensive coordinator position. You need speed. You need instant offense in the NFL right now, wherever you can get it. So that's why I think you'll see Ladd McConkey. He'll go in the first round. You'll see Brian Thomas Jr. He'll go in the first round. Odunze, obviously, and the other top wide receivers. But if I'm anybody on this board, if Xavier Worthy, who ran a 4-2-1 wide receiver out of Texas, who has good hands and is young and fast and tough out of Texas, I mean, there's not too many Texas wide receivers who played in the NFL. This is a guy who could. I'd slide up there and get him. Maybe I'm the Chiefs. Maybe I'm the Chiefs and take him at 32. Because Andy Reid loves speed. Speed does not discriminate.
What's the juiciest, most best rumor you've heard so far?
Vikings going all the way up to get a quarterback and J.J. McCarthy.
And that would be number three?
I don't think J.J. McCarthy gets past five.
Five.
Okay,
I
there
just
it is.
Don't. Yeah. I just do not.
Okay.
You know why? Because, listen, Jim Harbaugh has something invested in J.J. McCarthy, his legacy. He's already talked about him being the number one quarterback on the board. Jim Harbaugh wants to see a coach, a young, innovative, quarterback-friendly coach who understands young players like Kevin O'Connell, coaching his protege out of Michigan, J.J. McCarthy. So if I'm Jim Harbaugh at five and McCarthy's sitting there and I still have a chance to take a top player, but I know I can help J.J. McCarthy out. I know I can get a haul from the Vikings, even though going from 5 to 11 is a lot, but I can get a haul out of the Vikings. I trade with the Vikings, let the Vikings take McCarthy before the Giants, and then move down to 11, get a bunch of picks, and then get some offensive linemen and really rebuild around Justin Herbert.
Well, there's been a lot of talk in the last 24 hours about the Chargers maybe taking a quarterback. How crazy is that in your opinion?
Crazy.
Yeah. They're not going to part ways with Herbert, are they?
No.
Okay, good. What do you think the Cowboys do?
You know, in the first round, the Dallas Cowboys have to pick an offensive lineman. They absolutely do. To me, that's the number one thing. Now, could I see them moving down out of 24? Yes, I could. Everything that they have done in this offseason has suggested they are conservative right now. Moving down, getting extra picks. I'll tell you one guy I don't want the Cowboys to get is Xavier Worthy if they do move down.
Well, that's the team that really came into my head when you were talking about him.
And if you watch the draft special of the NFL Matchup Show, which is on ESPN Plus right now, Darius Butler, my partner, does a great big breakdown of Xavier Worthy. And then if you watch the show, he gives you a little bit of insight where he thinks he's going to go. It's really good. And he says to me, I said, where do you think they're going to go with Xavier Worthy? And he says, I think Dallas is going to take him. And I look at him and say, you know, I got to work with you all year long. This is not a good start.
Very good. Excellent. A-plus appearance. 30 seconds left. What was the best show you saw in Vegas when you were here for the Super Bowl?
Oh, you know what? I met Paul McCartney. I had my picture taken with him. I've always been a tremendous, I'll send you the picture. I've always been a tremendous fan of the Beatles' music. I've read every possible book about them.
Uh-huh.
It was my fourth time seeing the Love Show at
it's
the Mirage.
So good. How good is that show? Oh, it's too bad. It was awesome.
I've taken my daughter, one of my closest friends, and I took my wife, Lynn, to see it. And it is so good. That casino, the Mirage, is good. It's not as good as your casino. That place is spectacular. I mean, your spot there is the number one spot in Vegas, without a doubt. It's clean, it's pristine, it's run well. That place is awesome.
Well, you're going to be best friends from now on, you're going to be the new best friend of Derek Stevens. Well said. We love you, Sal. Thanks so much for the time. Enjoy your time with the Giants in the draft tomorrow night.
I love you guys. Thanks, Sal. And hopefully we'll have a great draft and we'll have a great season together.
Back at you.
Got it.
There you go. Sal Palantonio on the Progressive Guest Line. Sounds to me like Roseman's going to break that trend that I'm never drafting a cornerback. They're all in this year. Trade up, get the guy that they want. Up next, tonight's playoff card. They had regular season totals at 225. Now this.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.